Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome back to this edition of the Kona Edge, and we chat some running today. We head back to London to touch base with Martin Muldoon. Martin, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. The run is your strength, and it's a nice place to be when you get off the bike knowing that your strongest discipline is yet to come.
It is, yeah, it's very true. And, you know, if I had a choice of what my strength would be, I would say the run at the end. I mean, any real top Ironman athlete, the top pros, they probably don't really have much of a strength or weakness in any direction. And that's probably what makes the best triathletes, where you don't have a strength. The fact that my running stands out a little bit more than my other disciplines is probably my biggest weakness, you know. So I wouldn't recommend it. But if you, you know, if you're a time-limited athlete and you need to be strong in something, yeah, I'd rather be a strong runner to be able to, you know, run past people at the end. It's good for your headset. When you're tired, because everybody's tired. People might look at you running past and think you're not tired, but you're as tired as they are. You just happen to have a better turnover. You're a more efficient run rate and stuff like that. So you can run times that look impressive, but actually, you know, it may have been hard work for you as well. But I think it's definitely a good discipline to be strong at. As long as you're sensible on the bike and you get to execute that strength, then it's certainly a big positive in an Ironman.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, it's one thing being able to run well, but it's another thing running well off the bike. And what you do on the bike and how you behave on the bike sets up whether you're going to have a good run or not.
It is. And I've been in races where I've been cycling along with some of the guys, you know, in a group, a legal group, trying to work together, a bit like the pros do, you know, keep it 10, 15 meters and everybody goes, circles around a bit, does a bit at the front. There's a bit of benefit to that. You know, mentally, if nothing else, to see other people and, you know, you're all going to get off the bike together and the runners will be able then to take off if you haven't overdone it. But I have seen races where the pace just gets a little bit too fast in the bike. And I'm looking at my power meter, I'm looking at my heart rate, and I'm thinking I could go those guys quite easily, but I just have the feeling, just from experience, that it's probably 5% too much. And sure enough, every time, halfway through the run, you'll see those guys walking. And I feel like saying to them, lads, if you just to hold back that 5%, stop being trying to be macho on the bike, you probably save yourself 15 minutes on the run. You know, they're only making 2 to 3, maybe 5 minutes on the bike on me, but some of these guys are losing half an hour on the run. And even experienced guys, I always find that very strange. Guys that I know, guys that I've raced with for years, I've seen them go out and they do this crazy stuff on the bike. They're in training, they're with me on the bike. I'm even sometimes, you know, ahead of these guys. Comes to race day, they're all hammering up the road on the bike, five minutes, 10 minutes up the road on the bike, and then you see them fall apart in the run. So I always find that strange why people don't learn from that, those kind of really painful mistakes.
Yeah, and when wheels come off, the wheels come off in a big way. Let's talk about some of the gains you've made. I mean, you come from a competitive running background as a kid, as a youngster, but you've still had to work hard at it, and you've got some pretty good gains over the years in your run.
Yeah. I mean, like you said earlier, it's just great being a runner, but running off the bike is a very different thing, and it's actually much more about the bike itself. So, you know, anybody can go out and run a 3-hour marathon, but to run a 3-hour marathon off the bike, you need to be pretty fresh getting off the bike, and it helps if you can do a decent bike split at the same time, and that comes from a huge amount of bike work, a lot of strength work, high cadence work as well. So the biggest gains in my running is probably as a triathlete, especially an Ironman triathlete, is actually improving your bike. So I did find that my Ironman run times and a few races were not spectacular at all. You know, there were sort of I've ran over 3:10 a few times, which anybody who's a runner would look at that and go, that's really not very impressive at all. And that was due, it wasn't really because of my running, that was because I'd overdone it on the bike, or maybe hadn't taken enough energy on the bike. And of course, when you're sort of halfway through the marathon, it's too late then. You have to slow down to get the nutrition and the hydration back in and get the salt into you to stop the cramps and stuff. So quite often when you discover you're having problems in the run, it's too late to do anything about it. So it's better being sensible on the bike and strategic on the bike, and, you know, staying within your limits of what you know you can respond with, because, yeah, you can be the best runner in the world, but if you go off too hard on the bike, sure, you don't get to exercise it at all.
You told us the last time we spoke about your favorite sort of bike workouts. What do you love doing on the run, and what do you feel gives you the most benefit?
The running for me, I guess, and sometimes it's hard to see what's really making the difference because I've always been there or thereabouts in the run. It sounds a bit boring because it's hill reps again. I just love hill reps. I live in a place near somewhere called Hampstead in London, which is very hilly. There's an area which has probably got four or five different roads leading uphill to a certain place, and each one of those hills has a run is about 5 minutes. Some of them are sort of aggressive at the start and then they ease off. Some of them are quite consistently the same gradient the whole way to the top. And I just love mixing up, but I don't know why I love hill reps. They're good for strength. You can play with your cadence and hill reps. And the method itself of running uphill, a lot of people overextend and lengthen their stride, which is not the thing to do on a hill at all. You're actually using a lot of energy and strength, which you need on the flat. So you get to practice all those things. But again, the main thing I think is that just because it gets you in the zone and it's hard. I like that kind of hardship. And it's probably why I love the sport in general, because of the hardness of it and the fact it takes you away from the real world. It makes the real world seem like a nicer place when you go back to it. So, hill reps, I would say, on the run as well.
Fantastic. Well, Martin, thank you so much for your time here on the Cone Edge. Much appreciated. And, we look forward to catching up soon.
No problem. Cheers, buddy. Good chatting.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cone Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theconaedge.com/running seminar.